world I'm doing is I have to travel around through the state and just talk to people born in every county in North Alabama. And it's not anything like a test or anything. There aren't any right or wrong answers.
Well, I'd be a poor hand answer, I guess.
I believe Ms. Huggins said you were born here in
Edgewell County. Edgewell County. Yes, sir. I was born in Edgewell County. 8th of November,
1894. Well, let's see. Were you born in Altoona or out in the
county? No, sir. I was born up in the cove.
What cove?
Bristol's Cove up towards, going toward Boaz, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's where it's at.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see. Did you go to school here in Edgewell County?
No, sir. I didn't go to school yet. Papa moved to Blount County.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was the same year I was born, or the next year. Then he moved to Blount County, and I went to school in Blount County all my life.
I see. How far did you go in school?
Well, I went as far as it went. When I went to school, schools wasn't graded then.
I see.
I went to what they call advanced grades, all advanced grades.
Well, how many years would that be?
Well, let's see. I think they went to grading the schools. The last school I went to was in 1909. Is the last school I went to.
So you were about what, 17 when you were in school? I think you were about 17.
Yeah,
17.
Well, I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Fine.
But I went as far as the grades went.
I didn't know they weren't graded back then.
No, they weren't graded. They just did a primary grade, their primary history and primary spelling, and an advanced history and advanced spelling, things like that.
I see. Well, did you go all year round? Did you go 9 months or?
Well, I went as long as I don't guess they went 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as the school term went, I went all the time.
Okay.
I didn't miss. I cried every time I had to miss a day.
Wow,
I just loved school so
much. Well, did you live very far from school?
No. Well, I had to walk about 2 miles part of the time.
Mm-hmm. That's not very much fun in bad weather.
No, it's not. And Mama would rub her feet in newspapers and then put her stockings on, you know, and put her shoes on to keep her feet from freezing.
Well, I'll be.
Yeah, that's the way you had to do.
Well, that's really something.
And sometimes we'd just be so cold when we'd get to school, we couldn't hardly make
it. What did the school have, just a big coal heater or wood?
Just a coal heater. And wood, well, and mostly it was wood. The boys, you know, cut the wood, and mostly it was wood.
Wow.
Of course, in later years, they got to where they used coal more.
Mm-hmm.
But
you had to keep that thing going all day long.
Had to keep it going all day long, and time they'd all get around that school. That heater, there wasn't much room.
No, I can imagine. I bet it got kind of drafty over if you got away from the heater.
Oh, sure did. Sure did.
About how many people were in the school?
Oh, I just wouldn't hardly know. Now that we had a cyclone in 1908 and blew our schoolhouse away. Well, they built back a two-roomed, two-room school, and they had the primary grades in one side and the advanced pupils in the other side.
Well, before the cyclone, was it a one-room school?
Yes, sir. Just a one-room school.